Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Geek Vibes Live is rated G for geek.
Hey, this is Matt Lesher.
This is Phil Lamar.
Hey, this is Rodimore Taylor, a.k.a. the Penguin Gotham, and you are listening to Geek Vibes Live.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another amazing episode of Geek Vibes Live Interview. As always, I'm your host, Tia, and today I have a really exciting guest. I am going to be interviewing Douglas Tate, who is in the upcoming Hellboy movie. I know we're all really excited for this film, so I'm going to go right ahead and introduce him. Douglas, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here.
Awesome. And now, before we get started, I do have to ask, do you prefer Douglas or Doug?
Doug is good. Doug is cool.
Okay. Doug, yeah. Tate. Now, Doug, you know, before we talk about, obviously, the piece de resistance, you have been a stunt actor. You have worn, you know, many costumes throughout the years. And I kind of just want to know, like, what goes into being an actor who kind of goes through such extreme makeup transformations that really is kind of different than maybe actors who don't really partake in stunt acting and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's a process because I go back and forth. I do regular acting, out of makeup, stunt acting roles, and creatures and stuff, creature acting. And I've been doing it for so long now, it kind of became a niche.
Which is, like, really awesome because, like, actors say, like, Doug Jones has made such a great career out of it. And I think sometimes we don't think of the people who are wearing this awesome costumes and, like, how important it is to certain films such as Hellboy.
Absolutely. You know, and Doug is a friend, and we've had these conversations. And, you know, a little backstory before I answer the question is I started playing Frankenstein and characters at University Studios in Hollywood in high school. So when I started pursuing acting, I never thought of, oh, I'm going to be an actor in makeup. You know, it just kind of led one thing after another, people referring me, oh, Doug, he's done a lot of stuff in makeup. He's tall. He can handle it. And then it became a thing. And now I do it so much that it's incredible. And now I've learned so much from doing it, and I will train for a role, you know, but every role's so different, you know, like in Hellboy, it's an animatronic head, not a makeup. So the training and, you know, to get ready for that part was really difficult because I can't see well. I it's hard to breathe. I weigh over 50 pounds, and I'm in this huge
suit,
and I'm looking at the ground the whole time, so I can't see when I'm fighting David Harbour. I'm bumping into Mila throughout the thing, so I had so much elements to deal with, and being uncomfortable and everything. And then I have to sell the character, which is hard for people that's ever stepped into this to even get past the part of being so uncomfortable and claustrophobic and whatnot. But yeah, it's something over time I've gotten better at it. You know, I practice movements and, you know, I work on my craft and it is a different process. It's hard to explain in one interview, you know, it's like a visual thing about how my training goes, and it's based off the character design, based off the script, and things like that.
Yeah, and as someone who is personally claustrophobic, I can't even imagine going through that. And
yeah.
You know, speaking about your character, can you please tell us your character in the movie? What should we expect? Just kind of dive right into that.
Yeah, well, the character's name is Grugotch, and he's from the comic, Hellboy comic, and he's basically this half man, half wild boar looking character. And he was a shapeshifter. He didn't always look like this, but Hellboy humiliated him into this boar looking character, and he's been stuck in this for years and years now. And throughout the movie, I'm seeking my revenge on Hellboy for what he's done to me. It's pretty much, you'll see me with Mila's character, Nemu, the Blood Queen, throughout the film. And I'm really angry and pissed at Hellboy, and I need revenge on him. That's basically it. And if you Google the character up and I post the pictures, we'll see how massive this thing is. And what's so cool, though, it's fully practical. Animatronics. They enhanced it a little with CG, but it's all pretty practical, which is cool.
Yeah, I kind of was seeing, and please forgive me, that you were actually featured in a magazine recently for the character that you portray in Hellboy.
Which magazine? Oh, it was in Fangoria, I think, and it just came out in a makeup artist magazine. They featured it the other day.
Right, I had seen that, and I was like, wow, that's really cool to, you know, now that we're getting this backstory of the character, and the fact that it does resonate with the comic book, which, have you kind of read the Hellboy comic book in preparation for this role?
Yeah, I read The Wild Hunt, which is which this movie is based off of. I wasn't really, a comic book person. I didn't read Hellboy before that, but definitely once I got the role, I started to, you know, look for whatever I could find on Grugotch and, you know, the storyline. And what's interesting is playing a character like this, you're basing everything off, you know, the comic and the script. There's no video or anything to kind of say, hey, well, how am I going to move? And that's getting the same thing we're talking about. Once you get in it, things you might have planned that you were going to do don't work. So you kind of have to go with the limitations you have and the weight of what you're dealing with to perform the character. But yeah, I did do research and read as much as I could once I got the role.
Which is awesome. And I see from the trailers that you obviously are in scenes with Mila Kovich, and I just want to know, how has it been acting with actors such as Mila and David Harbour?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, I'm throughout the movie pretty much the whole time with Mila, so she was fantastic to work with. I'd be on her dress and bumping into her, but I honestly could not see. So looking at the ground and trying to do what I did and you know, do my job was really difficult, like I said, but they were great. David was amazing as Hellboy. You know, I hope people can watch the movie and get past the Ron Perlman thing, because he did an amazing job. I mean, he really brings it in every take, and that just makes you bring it even more. So they're great people to work with.
Yeah, and I, from the first trailer that came out with Hellboy, I was completely sold, and I was kind of seeing a reaction maybe on the internet that people, of course, loved Ron Perlman's adaptation of Hellboy. They loved Guillermo del Toro's work on the first two, but I thought that the new Hellboy looks fantastic. I think David Harbour looks like he's absolutely killing it. So what can you kind of say to fans who have, who really are having maybe a little bit of a tough time letting go from the fact that Ron Perlman isn't there anymore and Guillermo del Toro doesn't have a hand in this?
Yeah, well, I can say that I was on set the whole time, and I was a fan of what Ron Perlman did. And the moment I started seeing what David Harbour was doing, I completely forgot about Ron. And that's not taking anything away from what he did. It's just he was so good, and he put so much into it. And, you know, to all the fans out there, Ron was never going to do it. They wanted him to do it, but he wasn't going to do it again. You know, he wouldn't do a film without Guillermo, and also he's getting older. So it's not like that was even an option. So that's one thing. Second thing is Guillermo's films are amazing, but it was Guillermo's vision, and this one is straight from the comic book. You know, even Mike Mignola said, this is the Hellboy I wrote, are these films. They're dark, just like Hellboy. And me saying this takes nothing away from Guillermo because I love what he did, but these are more Hellboy than the other two films. You know, they're R-rated, they're dark. They changed the look to represent more of a darker Hellboy, and I really like that also. So I think that fans are going to be very surprised, and if you're a fan of the comic, you're definitely going to... You could match pages from the comic to exactly the same thing you'll see in the film in a lot of cases.
And that's awesome. I think it's one of those cases that people just have to go see it, but it looks epic, if I, you know, can say so myself. And it may be a little too early to ask this, but I feel like I should ask it anyway. Do you think that there's going to be a second Hellboy, like a sequel from this, or is it just intended to kind of stand on its own?
Well, I'll tell you this, and this is already out there. Producer Lloyd Levin has already said, we're ready to make more, and we can go anywhere. We can go, we want to go into the comics, just like they did this one, and just keep going. I don't know necessarily if they'll do a sequel off this, but he was talking about basically going in and doing all kinds of different issues of comics and really delving into that world like they did on this. So, yeah, there's a lot of places to take it, and hopefully I'll, you know, be a part of the whole process if they do. So it's all based off if this does well or not, realistically, you know. And I think it will, so I'm hoping it does and they do more because – I mean, think about it. It's been 11 years since the last one came out. Isn't that insane?
That is, to just even think about that.
I know. And you're getting all these Marvel movies, which are great, but, you know, this is different, and I think fans need this.
Absolutely. I really can't wait for it to come out. And so kind of, you know, before we wrap up things, I really wanted to talk about this. I was looking at your filmography, and I was seeing that you actually were involved in the, oh gosh, I think this is even later than the Hellboy movies, but Freddy versus Jason. And
yeah.
As someone who, like, probably when I was 14 or 15, I forget how old I was, but watched it 1,000 times at that moment, I loved that movie. So I just wanted to know, like, how was that?
You know, I gotta be honest. I was really young when I did it too. I was like 22, and I love that movie also. And I'm such a Nightmare on Elm Street fan growing up as a kid. And I did the ending of the movie where Jason comes out and I come out holding Freddy Krueger's head. And I'll tell you the backstory on that. I auditioned for the movie several times, got put a pin, which means they checked my dates before they booked me, and then I didn't hear anything for a while, and then fast forward years later, from meeting Ken Kersinger, who plays Jason in the movie, he told me that he was interviewing for the stunt coordinator job, and he's from Canada, and they were shooting in Canada, and I'm from L.A., and the Ronnie Yu, the director, said, what do you think about playing Jason? And he's like, are you kidding me? Of course. So then I didn't get it. And then fast forward when they were reviewing the movie, people were having a hard time with the ending. They were saying, we don't get it. Is Jason Ritter becoming Jason? Because there was an ending where he grows claws next to Monica's bed. And that was going to be the ending. And that wasn't what it was supposed to be. So they're like, we got to change the ending. And then they did the reshoot in L.A., hired me for the Jason in L.A., and that's how I became part of it. And honestly, it was surreal for me because I was young and I grew up watching these movies, especially Nightmare on Elm Street. And here I am hanging with Robert Englund, you know, with his head. It was awesome. It was really awesome. And it's been crazy being a part of that fan base because I do a lot of conventions and stuff. And, you know, that's one of the ones that people go crazy over to this day.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's just something about those movies, especially the early on Nightmare on Elm Street films. I mean, Robert Englund is just, he's Freddy. He's Freddy Krueger. And
people, I think,
had been waiting for years for a Freddy versus Jason movie. And when we finally got it, I thought it was just absolutely epic. I thought it was like a nice little bow tie to everything.
Yeah, I agree. They really did it well. And, you know, everybody that I talk to, even if that's not their favorite Friday the 13th or whatever film, they love that movie because it really is well done. They tied those worlds together really nice, I think.
Yeah, and that's just such an epic story that, you know, how you finally got to play Jason was essentially just a reshoot, but that's a great scene. That's a great scene. He just comes out. Like, when he first started, like, well, I guess when you first started walking out of the water, and I was like, wait, I see something happening here. And then all of a sudden he has Freddy's head in his hand.
No, and it's so cool because they kind of leave it as, like, you decide who won, and everybody at every convention always says, who do you think won? Who do you think won? And I said, well, of course I did. I mean, Freddy has a head. It's just a head. But I find that, like, if you're a Freddy fan, then he won. If you're a Jason fan, then Jason won. And that's what it seems the argument is, which is cool.
I will say that I thought that Freddy won just because I was a Freddy fan. So I was like, well,
see?
He winks at the camera.
See?
So
exactly, Steve. So there you go. So my statement is true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, this has been awesome, Doug. Besides Hellboy, do you have anything that's upcoming that we should look forward to?
You said that
you are, you know, in conventions. You know, where are we going to see you there?
Yeah.
I'll let you kind of take that. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I was going to say I have some really cool stuff. First of all, I don't know if you know this either, but I play the Sasquatch in the Jack Link's beef jerky commercials.
No.
And that's one that people love. That's another character of mine that people go crazy over. But I do that ongoing. I do those commercials. And I just finished playing a character in the new Annabelle 3 film. And it's pretty epic. And I can't say what it is yet, but it's going to be awesome. And I got to work with James Wan, and that was amazing. That was a really amazing experience because he's just amazing. And, you know, he's where he's at because I got to see it, you know, firsthand. So
And I'm sorry, which movie was this?
Oh, Annabelle 3.
Oh, that's so cool.
And the fans are gonna love it, man. And it's all practical. I just can't say what it is, but it's gonna be awesome.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm really looking forward to that. Well, Doug, thank you so much for, you know, speaking with me today. We can't wait to see Hellboy and, you know, see your character and how everything develops. I think that the fan reaction is gonna be awesome. And I'm looking forward to seeing what character you play in Annabelle.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's great talking to you. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the movie myself because I haven't seen it yet either. So yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Cool.
Well, thank you again, Doug. And I hope you have an awesome rest of your day.
You too. Take care.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.